Well, you all know that NBL wouldn't exist without the support of our advertising and ministry partners, those people that have invested in what we do here to help present the gospel every single day to our listeners, to talk about the truth of God's word, to be an encouragement to people who listen. And one of our longtime advertising slash ministry partners is Daniel Terkstra, who is the owner of Terkstra Modular Builders in Southern Ontario. And Daniel has become a friend over the years, and we're so grateful, obviously, for the support that he's provided here at WDCX, but we also are committed to bringing results to our listening audience, to our partners by way of our listening audience, and having them purchase materials and resources from Terkstra Modular Builders. Well, Daniel joins us here on MBL, and Daniel, for those that aren't familiar with Terkstra Modular Builders, I wonder if you could take a second to just give us the overview. Like, some, you know, we're sitting at a coffee shop and somebody goes, so what do you do for a living? How do you describe what you do? Because it's pretty fascinating to me, the kind of work that you guys are involved in.
Well, we make buildings, but we manufacture them in a manufacturing facility rather than on site. So the finished product is hopefully just a building, but the way we make it is in modules. So I would say that we make buildings modularly more so than we make modular buildings.
Okay, so then
hopefully that makes sense.
So yeah, and as people are listening to this, that raises a question. Do you take the individual parts out to the site where the building will exist and put them together there? Or are they put together in your building and then somehow shipped to the site?
So we build the components, and the modules that we build are typically about 12 feet wide, 60 to 70 feet long, and 10 feet high. And then we kind of like play Lego, where we just take the pieces and put them together. Typically it's one story, but we can go as high as three stories. 90% is one story that we build.
Yeah. And you've done a lot of government work. It's not that you don't deal with the private sector either, but government work, you know, describe what that looks like, because there's a big need for buildings on job sites where the government's doing work or whatever, and that's the kind of buildings you provide in one case. It's not the only thing you do, but that's been a big part of your work, hasn't it?
For sure. We've done a lot of work with Ontario Power Generation at the nuclear reactors, which are scattered across Ontario, but we don't actually build the reactor. We just build cafeterias. If there's 30,000 people working up at the Bruce nuclear plant, they need to eat lunch somewhere, and we've built thousands and thousands of square foot of cafeterias all across the nuclear power plant. We've built a lot of buildings for the Canadian government, Canadian military as well, where at the military bases, they have an office here and then they have a big space and another office there. And I don't know what the buildings do, to be honest with you, but I know that how many square feet each office is inside the building. And that's the kind of specification they give us. And then we build the building to accommodate it. It will be built in the factory in Niagara and then shipped to wherever in Ontario or Quebec or Alberta or wherever we need to go with the building.
Yeah, I was blown away when I got a chance to tour the Terkstra Modular Builders factory there in the Niagara region and see what you guys are doing. A couple things real quick, and then we'll move on to some really good news, because you guys just landed a big job and you're actually going to be hiring some additional help. And so we're going to talk about that. If you're interested in the building process or you've got any kind of experience, stick around, because we're going to be talking about opportunities at Terkstra Modular Builders. But Daniel, I know of a very large church that kind of outgrew its footprint and so decided to put a modular building on the far side of their parking lot, which provided extra space for the youth and children's ministry and that kind of stuff. So it isn't just government agencies, right? But you also build buildings for other people, including maybe schools or churches. Can you do that kind of stuff?
We can build just about anything. If it's a building, it has to go down the road. So the key for us is that the height of the building can't be much more than 14 feet high per story. Mm-hmm. So if you want to build a sanctuary that's, you know, got a 40-foot ceiling in the middle, that's not going to be built in a factory and brought somewhere. We can still build stuff. We build stuff like that as well. Not everything we built is a module that's built in the factory, but for the most part, what we like to do is that. That's where our core skills lie.
And doesn't that save time and money, right? I mean, the idea that it's being built off site, you're more efficient that way?
Okay, so it's kind of hard to explain. It's not, there is some efficiencies that are gained, but the key thing is if you've ever been in the nuclear reactor, you know, or in on the site, you know that there's a huge time delay to get from the gate to the work site. By the time you clear all your all security and you get tested for radioactivity and you go through your safety meetings every day, it can be 4 hours of an 8-hour workday just wasted in overtime or overhead. So if you can do pre-build the building or components of the building so that the work is done off-site, that's when it becomes incredibly more cost-effective. So our core work starts in remote locations or inside places where people can't get to, where there's not a workforce. So it's not so much that it's more cost-effective to build modularly all the time, but there are certain aspects where building modules and then putting them together into buildings is far more cost-effective.
All of it is fascinating to me because I love, you know, home construction projects and that kind of thing. And I just am amazed by the kind of creativity and expertise you guys have to be able to build something off-site like that. I mean, it's amazing. But one other thing, just before we get to the job openings that you really have right now, you know, sometimes you go to, I went to a large wedding one time, it was an outdoor wedding, but they had outdoor washrooms, I think they say in Canada, or restrooms they would say in the U.S., but either way, they were mobile. They were like, it was like a restroom on a trailer. And when I was there, I noticed that you were doing a lot of trailer kind of construction stuff. Are you still doing that? And what kinds of things do you work on? Because that looked like it was a pretty big part of your business.
So the portable bathrooms is something we've been manufacturing. We call it a self-contained because it has a fresh water tank and a black water tank in it. It's a completed unit. So we sell them to the toilet companies. We don't actually service them or provide any support for them. We sell them to specific people that are in the business of renting them out for weddings or for whatever. Mm-hmm. You see them at construction sites as well. But yeah, we've been manufacturing, and typically what we've used that product for is something we can manufacture when we don't have a big job on the go. So I can keep my workforce and they have stuff to do that's productive. So it's not so much our core business, but it's a core part of our business because it allows us to treat our employees in a way that we wouldn't be able to do if we didn't have that product line.
Amen. Well, Daniel Terkstra of Terkstra Modular Builders is with us right now. And the reason I really wanted to get you on the air is because you have some job openings right now based on the fact that you guys, you've been busy, but now you're busier. You guys just landed a big job and you're going to need additional help. So I'll let you just talk about that. But tell us what's going on and what you're looking for.
Okay, yeah, we just landed a big job to do 50 buildings in Northern Ontario. It's about 5 hours north of Thunder Bay, but all the work will be done here in Niagara region. And then, well, the majority of the work will be done in the Niagara region, and then the buildings will be brought up north. And there's an install and stuff like that. But for the majority, what I need to do is I need to build some more relationships with general contractors that do framing and do drywall and do ceiling grid and do industrial interiors, office interiors, so that we can get the product built in time. So I'm also looking to hire people. So I'm looking to hire an electrical apprentice. I'm looking to hire a few carpentry apprentices, possibly two or three electricians, some more carpenters. But yeah, if you're interested in construction and you want to talk to me, that'd be great.
Wow. I don't know how you balance all that. You know, oh, we just need to build 50 buildings that are going to Northern Ontario and we have to bring in local contractors and hire electrical apprentices and framers and so forth, whatever. Wow. I've got to believe that at least a few ears perked up here, Daniel, just hearing that. And there may be folks looking for work or somebody who's got experience in these areas. So what do you want our listeners to do if they are interested or want to reach out or think that they might be able to help fill one of those positions?
probably the best thing to do, if you're a contractor and you're interested in coming to work with us, send me an email, give me your contact information. My email is daniel@turkstra.com, kind of like my name, TURKSTRA.com, and my first name is Daniel, DANIEL. So if you send me an email, I'll respond to that, and we can sit down, have a coffee, and see if something will work out.
All right, daniel@turkstra.com, Turkstra spelled T-U-R-K-S-T-R-A, Turkstra, daniel@turkstra.com. All right, so run it down one more time, and then I have a separate question to ask you about hiring, but you said you're looking to build relationships with local contractors that do like framing and drywall and office interiors and those kind of things because you might need their services, but also to hire, literally hire an electrical apprentice, I think you said, and some others. Run it down just one more time so our listeners are clear on what you're looking for right now based on, you know, are any of these positions where no experience is required, or do people have to have some kind of a background? Like an electrical apprentice, do they have to have a year of work in, you know, in the electrical field, or be an official apprentice, you know, registered with the government or something? Help us understand that.
Okay, so for an electrical apprentice, we'll just start there. There's no experience really necessary. If you're a third-year apprentice and you want to come work, that's fine too. But if you're interested in the electrical field, I'm assuming you have a little bit of an understanding what we're talking about. But you can come down here. We can get you signed up in an apprenticeship. So you can be totally green, not knowing anything about other than how to plug your radio in. If you know that you don't want to lick live wires, but you don't know much more, you know, we can get you started right from ground zero. We're looking for one or two people that fit that description. I'm also looking for some licensed electricians. But for the contractors right now, I have four or five contractors that we work with regularly, and we're going to be bringing them in to work on this project. Probably by the end of the week, we'll have two or three here, but not everybody's always available. That's the way it goes with contractors. Sometimes they're available, sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. So the more contractors I have relationships with, the more people, the more we can ramp up and ramp down when we need to.
Gotcha. All right. Well, again, daniel@turkstra.com is where you can send an email and say, I think I'd be interested in talking about some of this. You can connect with Daniel there. And remember, Turkstra is spelled T-U-R-K-S-T-R-A, daniel@turkstra.com. Other thing real quick, we've been advertising here recently for a position that maybe down the road you would be hiring somebody who would be involved in sales, but this, it's kind of a unique position because it's somebody who isn't going to be selling, you know, 1,000 little widgets at $5 a piece. It's somebody who's going to be negotiating for big, big sales, like multi-million dollar kind of sales. And they need to be somebody who, as you sort of described it to me, somebody who can be calm, but bold at the same time, kind of a bulldog with a smile on their face. I don't know. I'll let you describe it, but yeah, help us understand what that was about.
Sure. So we're not actually looking for someone to negotiate the deals. We're looking to find the decision maker in several key companies that buy our existing buildings for various reasons that we are aware of, but we don't have any contact with them. And if we just try and call, we'll get screened out. So we need someone who can kind of get by the screening and find and help us develop relationships with these people. Once we start building buildings for them, they'll realize that, you know, we have a certain degree of ethic that we try and put in to the way we do everything here. And that makes people come back for the next building. But we don't really have a way in at some of the major contractors across Canada that use our product.
Right.
So we need someone that can politely navigate the customer or the potential customer's screening system and get through and find the decision maker and introduce them to us.
So you need a schmoozer with some investigative ability. So this is
That's a great way to describe it. Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah. That's going to be the job title, director of schmooze. All right, but it's got to be someone who can get past the front desk and begin to really investigate who the key decision makers are in major companies that you would be hoping to do business with. So if you think that's you, if you're that person, just pay attention, because down the road here, Daniel may be pushing that again. And feel free to reach out, maybe get your name in a hat for whatever point they're ready to move on that. But go to daniel@terkstra.com, T-U-R-K-S-T-R-A, daniel@terkstra.com, if you think that might be you. Hey, I really want to thank you, Daniel, seriously, for your support of NBL and Christian Radio, because we get an opportunity to preach the gospel every day. And you share in that work. I don't know if you really think about it much. You're building, you know, buildings for people in Northern Ontario and stuff. I mean, it's incredible what you guys do and the scale of what you do. But every single day, people are hearing the truth of God's word and the gospel because of your support of us. And we want to do everything we can to bless you. So I just want to thank you for that publicly. And I appreciate your friendship as well.
Hey, thanks, Neil. I appreciate it too. It's been good for us too. We've been blessed by WDCX. We've had lots of great employees and lots of good subcontractors that came to us through you just by advertising on the radio. So advertising on WDCX has worked for us.
Well, hallelujah. And we pray that it works again. If you think you might be able to fill any one of these positions, or you've got an interest in some of these things, you want to talk to Daniel further, it's daniel@terkstra.com, T-U-R-K-S-T-R-A, daniel@terkstra.com. Daniel, you're welcome here anytime. I know you don't love being on the radio, but we love having you. Thank you for being here. God bless.
Okay, thanks, Neil. Bye.